Okay, there is no poster. This is just a mini talk, and this interferometric work is a collaboration of many people who are listed here. And the motivation for this work was that in an early, very long baseline interferometry study, Lestrade et al. Stated that the longitude of the node of the closed pair of this hierarchical triple system is 52 degrees, which would lead a mutual inclination of 100 degrees between the closed and the wide orbital planes. And Tamás Borkovics did some numerical investigation of the evolution of the inclination of the closed pair, assuming different stellar models, and his result was that the inclination would decrease very fast. The inclination change would be 3 degrees per century, but the photometric observations of the secondary and the primary eclipses do not support this. It should be less than 0.1 degrees per century. So we decided to investigate this in more detail. So we used the Chera interferometer, the VLBI radio interferometer network, the Concord Observatory's 50 centimeters telescope to extend the well-known O-C diagram. And we had 3 consecutive nights in December 2006 to collect measurements on algol with Chera, and we considered both the closed pair and the distant third pair. And this is our results. We received a very good luminosity ratio in the key S band, and the interferometry revealed that the signature axis, the projected signature axis of the system is 2.3 plus minus 0.02 milli arc seconds, and we can calculate the distance because from spectroscopy we know the system's true signature axis, and this would lead an omega value of 48 degrees plus minus 2 degrees or 180 degrees plus. We can't resolve this discrepancy with Chera, so we use the VLBI measurement, and this is the motion of the secondary component of algol during our 6-8 hours VLBI measurements, and we also discovered a nice radio flare which can be seen here, and this a little bit disturbs the measurement, but it is quite clear that the secondary components moves to which direction, and this resolves the discrepancy, so it is the longitude of the node of the closed pair of algol is 84 degrees. And from this we can say that the mutual inclination of the two orbital planes is 95 plus minus 3 degrees. 1 year later of our publication, Zavala et al. Published another paper and they found 96 plus minus 1 degree, so we are within the error bars of each other. And from this one can simulate the inclination variation of the system. These two lines shows when the algol is a total eclipser, and these dashed lines shows when between them it is a nice partial eclipser, and it is not an eclipsing binary star outside these dashed lines. And more details can be found in this publication, and many thanks for the Chera team, the European VLBI network, and for the Concordia Observatory for the telescope. Thank you for your attention.